An expert on homeland security says there is little doubt that today's attacks in Brussels that left more than 30 people dead and more than 166 injured was in retaliation for the arrest last Friday in Brussels of the alleged ringleader of the Paris attacks that occurred in December. Rick Matthews, the director of simulations and training at the University of Albany's College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security and Cybersecurity, on why Brussels has become ground zero for terrorism in Europe.
It's almost like a crossroads, if you will, for a lot of travel into and out of the countries around that area. And it's been a mix of how it has operated, its borders, and history. I think that it's primarily, though, due to its logistics, its area, words related to everybody else there, and the events of the past.
Can an attack like this at the airport and at the metro station be planned that quickly within the 72 hours since the arrest of the alleged ringleader from Paris? Can that kind of action be planned that fast?
Yeah, it can be planned. The key is making the explosive devices. And again, those things could have been made some time ago as the terrorists were planning attacks at this location or others. Once those were made, the actual plans for the attack is relatively simple. You have appears to be three individuals, at least, that went to the airport, not counting the attack at the train station. And pretty simple. They get off and they walk in. They're going to detonate themselves once they get into the airport or the train station. So the actual attack itself was fairly simple. Making the explosives would have taken a little bit of time, but if they presume they had the materials and the wherewithal, they could have made those fairly quickly as well.
We have security at these airports, of course. There's metal detectors, but those metal detectors, a lot of that security is inside. Would this suggest that some of this has to come outside as well?
Well, that's an initial thought. In other words, most security at most airports is the area between the so-called public area where people come and go, buy tickets and those kind of things, and the secure area where they actually begin to board planes and so on. Clearly, you can move the security checkpoints out farther, but that's also going to have a significant impact on people flow, traffic flow, and by and large, it simply presents the target, if you will, a different location, just simply further out. So I don't think it would stop the attacks. It would simply perhaps push it out farther away from the, say, center of the airport.
And, of course, transit centers, airports, metro stations, these targets are picked. Why?
Well, one, because there's a lot of people there, particularly at 8 o'clock in the morning about what local time there when these occurred. Number two is a lot of people moving. It's very difficult to watch behavior and discern whether there's concerning behavior or not going on, which would lead people to maybe want to make a stop and discuss things with the person. And three, it's relatively difficult to, again, for security-wise, it's such a large area to have every area, every inch of the area watch that closely all the time. You can do it with cameras, but again, that's usually going to be retrospective and not prospective.
Whenever there's an attack like this, the security is often stepped up here in the U.S., in New York City, and some of the major transits, the subway stations, the airports. But how likely is it that an attack in Europe will be followed by an attack here?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. If it's been, if this is a retaliation, as it appears to be, for the arrest 3 days ago, then it would be unlikely that there would be a secondary attack here, at least not right away. On the other hand, United States transportation hubs, our transportation methods, our trains, buses, things like that, have always been targets. And who's to say whether terrorists have decided to want to attack one of our areas. And again, sometimes one attack can excite, if you will, potential terrorists to want to carry out additional attacks. And particularly when you're dealing with people that are loosely organized, so-called lone wolves or extremists located around the world, they could be encouraged to carry out attacks on their own. So that's always a concern here and everywhere else in the world.
Does an attack like the one that occurred today in Brussels, does the order for that attack come from within Brussels, within Belgium, or perhaps from further away from the Middle East?
It could come from anywhere. Obviously, it could come from the Middle East. It could have been a decision made locally by a local cell there. It's just too early to tell right now where the actual order came from to carry out these attacks.
Rick Matthews is the Director of Simulations and Training at the University at Albany's College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity.